This is Tree Note. On a recent trip to South Florida, I was intrigued to learn about Spanish moss, a plant that looks like wispy gray hair draped in the crowns of live oak and other trees in subtropical woodlands. Contrary to its name, Spanish moss is not a moss at all. Instead, it's a flowering plant that grows in long, curly, hanging strands, looking completely unlike its close relative, the spiky-headed pineapple. Both are in the bromeliad family. This plant can live independently of its host trees because it's evolved tiny, hair-like structures that cover its leaves. These trichomes, as they're called, feed the plant by absorbing nutrients that are dissolved in mist and rain. Some people think that the presence of Spanish moss harms its host trees. But actually, the plant thrives on trees that are already unhealthy. Their thinning crowns provide more sunlight. For healthy trees, Spanish moss is not a problem. Legend says French explorers named it Spanish beard, since it looked like the long beards of the Spanish conquistadors. But the local Spaniards called it French hair. In the end, the French won out, and Spanish beard evolved to Spanish moss. You don't have to travel to Florida to see it. When you visit a bank lobby or an airport concourse, take a peek in the potted plants. There's a good chance you'll see Spanish moss clumped inside the pot. An ambassador of subtropical trees. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.